This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman. Little Richard, the self-proclaimed architect of rock and roll who built his groundbreaking sound with a boiling blend of boogie-woogie, R&B, and gospel, died on Saturday at the age of 87. We get more from Reuters producer Jillian Kitchener.
Little Richard had built his groundbreaking sound with a blend of boogie-woogie, rhythm and blues, and gospel. At his peak in the 1950s and early 60s, Richard pounded the piano like a madman and shouted, moaned, and trilled hits like Long Tall Sally and Lucille. His music drew in both young black and white fans at a time when parts of the United States were still strictly segregated. Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, James Brown, Otis Redding, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart are among the artists who have cited Little Richard as an influence.
That report was produced by Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. The federal government is sending supplies of the first drug that appears to help speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients to six states. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Remdesivir was cleared for emergency use by the Food and Drug Administration last week. Now the Department of Health and Human Services says it's delivering 360 cases of the antiviral drug, 140 to Illinois, 110 to New Jersey, 40 to Michigan, 30 each to Connecticut and Maryland, and 10 to Iowa. Each case contains 40 vials of remdesivir. State and local health departments will distribute it, but HHS says it will go to more critical patients, including those on ventilators or in need of supplemental oxygen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Russia marked 75 years since the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany in World War II on Saturday, but the coronavirus outbreak forced it to scale back the celebrations. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
President Vladimir Putin last month postponed the military parade on Red Square to an unspecified date. It is seen as a highlight of the Victory Day celebrations and a chance for Moscow to showcase its most sophisticated military hardware. In the absence of the usual spectacle, 75 military planes and helicopters, including Russia's most advanced warplanes, flew over central Moscow. Clad in a black raincoat, Putin laid a bouquet of red roses at the Eternal Flame War Memorial outside the Kremlin wall. He pledged that Russia would hold its traditional Red Square parade and processions at a later date.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. South Korean authorities have clamped down on social distancing rules after an upsurge in the number of coronavirus cases there. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or KCDC, said most of the new cases that were reported were linked to a 29-year-old man who visited three clubs in Seoul last week before testing positive days later. The number of infections could grow as health workers are scrambling to trace contacts of clubgoers. Park said health workers have been attempting to contact almost 2,000 people who were listed as visitors to the three clubs and other venues nearby, but so far they have been unable to reach all of them. I'm Karen Chamas.
A shootout erupted on Saturday at a protest in western Afghanistan by residents demanding economic assistance, leading to the deaths of at least six people. Protesters were demanding relief after weeks of restrictions aimed at containing the coronavirus pandemic. Some people at the protest opened fire on police, igniting a gun battle that killed the six people and wounded another 19, including nine policemen. Villagers staged a protest, including placing the bodies of three victims in front of the gate at an LG polymer plant in southern India after a deadly gas leak there killed at least a dozen people. In a statement on Saturday, LG apologized to all those affected by the incident and said it would extend all possible support to ensure those affected and their families were taken care of. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.